Hello and welcome, dear listeners. Doing What Works, Part 2. Sometimes we need to let go of the old ways to discover the new. What I have come to know, when we have the precious gift of movement, let's use it daily with purpose. Exercise, yoga and Pilates helps to find a balance, focus to remain centered. Walking, for me, it's early morning and before the sun sets. Gentle, mindful walks in the mountains of southwest Turkey and in Kent too. My time to soak up my surroundings, the sounds, smells, and the air that I breathe. How I feel as I walk. The sea is my healing therapy. I lie on the stony beach, the lapping waves, my music. Swimming is my time for being in my infinity flotation tank. I focus on each stroke. When we exercise with purpose, the rewards are immeasurable. Our bodies, minds, and emotions gain strength and confidence. We feel uplifted. Work hours. Mornings, I like to get to the page to write with inspiration, armed with a timer. Crucial breaks are essential. For me, every 45 to 50 minutes, where I sip green tea, stretch, step outside for short bursts of fresh air. The energy thieves. Whether I'm immersed in my writing cave or working on developing my brand, raising my profile, it's essential to engage with my followers. But I'm disciplined on how I choose to use these platforms, and I ensure they are not my energy thieves. When I write, I need a peaceful environment. During my creative hours, my mobile and social media outlets are a strict no-go area. On a roll, when I ignore the timer, I pay a hefty price. On my notice board hangs a sign. What can I and only I do right now that will move me forward in my work today? From Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. I carefully plan and time meetings or conference calls. My workday finishes at 3 p.m. At the point of resting, I remove myself from the office and laptop, and my mobile remains on silent. I surround myself with people who are positive, who serve me well as I do them. Those who motivate, inspire, raise my spirits and energy. Noise, stimulation, mindless, endless chatter. TV, loud music, crowded areas, traffic, shops, lighting are my energy sappers. When we tap into our power and choose a life that truly works for us, only then will our lives flow as they need to. And up next is part 3, recharge and sleeping rituals.